Beloved, Christ is in our midst. We have now transitioned from one feast to another, from last Sunday being the first day of the post-feast of the birth of the Mother of God. On Friday, we observe the great feast of the exaltation of the cross of the Lord. And so the church again is changed. Everything is in red, the altar cloths, the candles. And before us, instead of any icon on the tetrapod, we have the cross of the Savior wreathed in flowers and basil and greenery, signs of the blood he shed for us and the greenness, the newness of life he gives to us on the cross. And this gospel today reflects the theme of the cross of the Lord. For at the very beginning of the gospel, Jesus said, "If anyone desires to follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." There are two parts to that: denying oneself and taking up one's cross. First, taking up the cross. It's important to see Jesus does not tell us, take up a cross, or even take up the cross, or his cross. But he says, if anyone will follow me, let him take up his cross, her cross. It is personal to each of us, that cross. And beloved, that cross is our life, filled with sorrows and sufferings. Yes, with joys, but it seems many times with sorrows. And Jesus asks us to take up our own life as the cross, to endure, to turn our face to him, not focusing simply on our sorrows, but focusing our face on his face. Because in him is life, and indeed he is life. And in the first part of the passage, Jesus says, let him deny himself. What is this denial? Jesus explains it further along when he said, if any would seek to save his life, he will lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it for life eternal. There's two senses of life here, Jesus is saying. Because we might think, well, if I want to save my life, how is it that I lose it? Jesus has to explain it further along when he said, what good is it if you acquire the whole world and lose your soul? The life Jesus is asking us to deny is the life of sin, the life that is focused only on this earth, as though this is the only life. And therefore, everything of this life is of utmost importance. When rather, Jesus is saying, our old life of sin, the old Adam in us, wanting things our way, even wanting people our way, this is the life to which we must die, of which we must deny ourselves, so that our soul, our life in Christ, is preserved into eternity. And St. Paul gives voice to this in his epistle today, when he speaks of how he was a follower of the law of Moses, a very religious person, observant. And yet elsewhere he says he counts it all as waste because in doing so, he was persecuting Christ in others. So that he says, he is now crucified to the world. That St. Paul died to the world in order to live to Christ. So that as he says, it is no longer Paul who lives, but indeed it is Christ who lives in him. And that doesn't only apply to St. Paul. That applies to every one of us, to everyone born into the world. To so live crucified to this world that we can say it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Because any good deed that we do, any kind word that we say, any good thought we have, is Christ in us. It's not us, it's Christ. We have to understand that, to get out of our minds that I've done good deeds, I've said good things, I've done kind works. To understand that it is Christ working in us. And he can only work in us when we let ourselves go. Let go of everything we want and we desire, our own prejudices, selfishness, and pride. When we let all those things go, then we are guided by the Spirit, guided by Christ himself to the good things that he works in us. This is preserving our life to eternal life. This is for us not to live, but Christ to live in us. Beloved, with his cross before us, let us deny the self, the selfish self, each of us has, and take up the cross of our life, because through the cross, joy has come into all the world. And in the slog of life, which sometimes it seems to be so, it is at those moments when the cross seems heaviest that Christ is the closest to us. And if we try to run away, we are trying to run away from Christ. But if we stick to it, facing him, calling upon his name, he remains with us. Again, even closer to us than the marrow of our bones, Christ is in us. Let us so live that it is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us.